This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, my friend. Boy, we're about to talk about one of my favorite events in Atlanta.
I thought you were going to say favorite subjects, food.
Well, that too. But we've had this great event on our show before. It's one of my favorite events every year in Atlanta. So it's always good to have them back. In fact, say hello to our guest. Her name is Elizabeth Feichter. She's a co-founder and COO of the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival. Elizabeth, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for making time to join us. You have a big event starting in just a couple of days, so grateful
right
for your time. Right around the corner. Just in case, though, remind the audience a bit about you and your background.
Well, I'm a Southern born and raised, and very excited to be here in Atlanta and a part of this community. I've been around the South my whole life, and I'm a food and wine appreciator, and so this has been an amazing career path for me.
Oh, I bet.
So tell us a little bit about the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival, and especially how it got started.
Sure, yeah. So my partner, Dominique, and I created Atlanta Food and Wine in 2010, kicked off with our first festival in 2011. So we're coming up on year 6, and Dominique and I have had an agency together for 10 years now and worked in philanthropy in the community here in Atlanta and did some work in the food and wine space, actually, and kind of fell in love with the concept and came back and created Atlanta Food and Wine after perhaps a little too much bourbon one night. You end up owning a festival.
Isn't that how all the great things start, though?
Every single one. So that is our origin story. We were founded, we've done some work in Aspen at the Food and Wine Classic and came back and were talking with some friends in the culinary industry and created Atlanta Food and Wine from there.
It's so exciting.
Well, walk those that are not familiar with it, help them understand what this thing's all about. It's not just a gathering of people around and under a tent selling food. I mean, there's so much more to this thing.
Right. We are actually a multi-day, kind of very complex evening and daytime activities. We kick off on a Thursday evening with a few events around town, some private events, and then a big public party called Destination Delicious, which why wouldn't you go there? And then we break up our programming on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays into three main components. So we do our learning sessions, which are held at the Lowe's Atlanta Hotel, and then our tasting experiences, which are held in Piedmont Park this year. Our tasting tents will be there for 3 hours every day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then our dinners and events happen around town at various venues. So we are multiple things that are happening and somewhat complex, but something for everyone, I think. You can come just for one of our dinners or events, or you can come to the tasting tents or spend the whole weekend with us. It's really evolved into some amazing programming that is driven by our talent and created by our talent and really dives deep into food and beverage traditions and history and how-tos, guides, cooking instructions and seminars and lots of tastings.
Mm. I liked the description of the learning experiences on the website. It says 85 classes designed to educate, entertain, and fulfill.
And by fulfill, we mean you will be full.
Full, that's what I thought. So can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what's the variety within those learning experiences?
Sure. I think that one of the things that makes Atlanta Food and Wine special is that we have a group of talent who really put their heart and soul into planning those learning experiences and working with our team to create unique opportunities for guests to see cooking demonstrations. They're not standing on stage and you're watching them dump and stir, so to speak, but they interact with the audience. You taste something in every class. You learn something in every class. They spend a lot of time leading up to the festival really thinking about what is inspiring them, the talent, and how can they bring that message to guests so that if you're a chef or if you're just an appreciator of food and beverage, that you'll find something there for everyone. So yes, 85 classes over 2 days, actually. So
wow.
Our classes are only on Friday and Saturday this year, where you'll have an opportunity to eat and drink almost anything you can imagine.
So is it like a full meal each class, or is it maybe I'm just going to learn how to make salsa at one of them?
It could be any of those things. So our grilling terrace will feature chefs cooking on the grill, and you'll be able to taste things coming right off the grill. Our classrooms could be, you could be in a wine seminar and just tasting different wines. You could be in a pairing seminar where we pair beverage with food. One of our partners is Southern Living and the Timing family, and they are building their test kitchen. And so you'll have an opportunity to cook along with talent. there in the kitchen and then, you know, taste things as you go. So yeah, you could be making a sauce or you could be making a, you know, biscuit, learning how to make biscuits or learning how to season cast iron.
I'm still, well, that's a real art too. My wife has recently gotten into cast iron and she spends hours a day researching and understanding how to do, I mean, it's amazing. So it's worth a class. But 85 classes, it's blowing my mind. I mean, the festival launches on June 2nd, but you didn't start organizing this earlier this month. I mean, this is a year-round thing, right? I mean, organizing and planning all the talent, as you say it, I mean, that's a year-round thing, is it not?
It is. And we are lucky. We are actually, our programming is driven by our advisory council. We have 78 James Beard nominated or award-winning chefs, and we have Best New Chefs joining us. You have to have some sort of national accolade in order to be a part of that group. And they really help us to drive that programming. We start up with them in the fall and begin to bring ideas to the table of things that are inspiring them. And then we shape the programs and the classes and the demonstrations from there. And they have a lot of weigh-in and input to what it is that is inspiring them. Want our guests to walk away saying that they experienced it first or tasted it first at Atlanta Food and Wine.
Well, I just want to be a fly on the wall in those planning meetings. How much fun would those be?
They are also filled with their own versions of food and drink.
That's what I was thinking.
I would expect nothing less. All right. Elizabeth Feichter, Carol, and I will be back after this quick break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we are back with Elizabeth Feichter, co-founder and COO of the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival.
I know you have visitors that have come every single year to the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival. For those folks who come, I know, who come every year, what are they going to see this year that's new?
We have a couple new things. First of all, our classes change every single year, so there's new ideas. So if you've been and you're just a local or a regional attendee, please feel free to come back and learn something new. But two special things are happening for us. One, we're moving our Friday tasting tents to the evening, and we're launching with something we call Friday Night Bites. Mm. Why not play on that? So it's going to be 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. So it'll be kind of a fun party in Piedmont Park. Our tasting tents are located in the promenade, which is kind of a private area of the park. Really nice space. So that'll be a fun new experience for guests. We've never done an evening tasting tent. And then we are also building the first ever pop-up vineyard in the United States.
Pop-up vineyard?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to know more about this.
So this was inspired after seeing an event that happened in Dublin, Ireland a few years ago. And we have some connections to the UK and we're working with our partner company there, International Wine and Spirit Competition. And they floated the idea and we grabbed a hold of it because we thought it was so unique. So we are building a pop-up vineyard that will open on June 1st and it will close on June 30th. We're moving about 85 vines from North Georgia that are 20 years old, and we're installing them into the vineyard, and we're building an entire event space and really, really amazing and magical venue that will be open not only festival weekend, and we'll be doing programming every single day in there, but then it'll be left in the community and be a part of the community for the following 5 weeks and closing on June 30th. So Atlantans and anyone who wants to is going to have a chance to come by and enjoy it. We're hoping to program it throughout that month.
That's neat.
She has the coolest job on the planet.
Yes, she does.
It's true.
Now, the tasting tents, you mentioned those are in Piedmont Park now. Is this the first time you've done it there?
It is.
Is that because it's growing?
The festival is growing, but Midtown is growing too, I'll be honest. Midtown is our home, and Lowe's is the host hotel where we do all of our learning experiences and classes, and we like to make things walkable and easy to get to. So we start off with our classes first, and then our tasting tents open next. And we have been fortunate to be right smack in the middle of Midtown, but it is, as you may see as you drive around, just growing nonstop. So we're excited to move to Piedmont. It's a good move for us. It'll be a beautiful space. It's not in the main flow of things, a little off on a private, kind of off the beaten pathway, which will make it really nice. But it'll be beautiful, I think, to be located there.
So any special tips for first-time attendees?
Sign up now.
Okay.
I do think that that's one of the things that is important to know is registering for classes. There's so many great things to participate in, but we do take registrants on a first-come, first-served basis. So you'll want to go ahead and get your tickets now and go ahead and register for those classes. We make it super easy to attend. There will be something, of course, come weekend if you just want to pop in that weekend. There'll be lots of availability, but that's a tip. Sign up early.
Well, it's May 26th today. And so for future reference, I mean, this is an enormously popular event. And so walking up and getting tickets to anything you want to do is probably virtually difficult. When do you open up tickets for future reference for 2017 planning? When do tickets become available for all these things?
So we launch very early spring. This year, we launched on March 18th. Our tickets went on sale, and we'll probably do something similar next year.
Ish.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then we keep ticket sales open throughout the weekend. You can definitely come up and unless for some reason we sell out over the next few days, but we'll keep ticket sales open, especially for the tasting tents. It's easy to pop up, and even for our classes. And then if there's any availability in our evening events, there's a couple large ones that are coming up that'll be easier to buy tickets as we get closer. But I'd say log on, get your tickets now.
Mm-hmm. Does this benefit a charity?
We have a very strong connection to community. Dominique and I ran in a philanthropic agency before and invested in community. We created the AFWF Foundation when we started Atlanta Food and Wine, with the intention of ensuring that certain proceeds from the festival went back to support organizations, nonprofits that help promote Southern culture and food and beverage traditions. And so, yes, we benefit nonprofits every year and work with a number of them throughout the year. The Giving Kitchen is a partner of ours this year. We've worked with the James Beard Foundation and La Dame's d'Escoffier and Wholesome Wave. And so that is an incredibly important part of who we are, and what we try to do is give back and be involved in community.
So I guess one more question.
Sure.
Volunteers, are there volunteer opportunities?
That's a great question. We love volunteers. We could not make Atlanta Food and Wine happen without them. We recruit and engage up to about 800 volunteers over
wow.
the course of a week. So yes, there are volunteer opportunities, and they are available on our website. Folks can sign up, but they do everything from greet guests as they walk up and check them into classrooms to help to set those classrooms up and pour the delicious things you're going to taste and serve the food that you're going to enjoy, to helping in our tasting tents and make sure things are running smoothly. Atlanta Food and Wine wouldn't happen without our volunteers.
Well, the most important thing I bring to our home is testing food before it's served, you know, to be sure it's okay.
Absolutely.
So are there volunteer opportunities for radio hosts like that?
We'll just let you kind of wander through the kitchen. I think I would get in big trouble.
I suspect that you would.
But there's a lot of tasting you can do on the other side.
Yes. I understand. All right. Well, Elizabeth, I know you have to get back and because you're kicking off. This thing's June 2 through June 5.
It is.
So before we let you go, should anyone have any questions for you, how can they contact you? And most importantly, where can they learn about the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival and get tickets?
Our website is easiest, and it's atlfoodandwinefestival.com. Visit us there.
All right. Elizabeth Feichter, the co-founder and COO of the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival. As always, good to see you, and good luck with this great event.
Thanks so much.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate that rating and review. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Elizabeth Feichter, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.